Blog Talk Radio.
Presents a Flawless Radio Show. Hey, hello everybody. How are you? Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. Hope everybody's doing well today and had a great day. I don't know about where you are, but on the East Coast, the days are starting to get a little bit chillier and the sun is going down earlier. We all know what that means. My favorite time of year. No, I'm kidding. The summer is going away. Anyway, tonight we've got a great show tonight. She's trying to call in from London and we're having a connection issue. I hope we can make this happen for you. We've got pop singer Shema. I hope I'm saying it right. And she is Pakistani-American and the music is fabulous. I see it on Z100. I see it on mainstream radio with the kids, the pop, you know, and the dancing. So, and at the clubs is what I meant to say. Sorry, I'm reading and talking at the same time. But anyway, yeah, so she's going to be on tonight. We're going to play her new song, Gas Me Up. And I, before the show, I went and checked out her other songs. Oh, God. But here, she's calling me now. Here she is. Hang on. Phenomenal was the song, by the way. Hi, Shema. How are you?
Hi there. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, well, everybody, please forgive me. I pray I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Is it Shema?
Shima.
Shima. I figured. I said, I'm going to butcher this. I didn't know if it was Shima. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. With us tonight, Shima. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you so much. How are you?
Wonderful. What time is it?
It's like 2:30 in the morning in London.
Oh, I'm so sorry. If you know, had I known you were in London, we could have did this on a weekend afternoon. I didn't know when we booked the date that you were in London. I feel so bad. I know it's late.
No worries. We won't keep you long.
I'm just dying to let everybody hear your song, and I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. And I was just telling him that prior to going on the air that I went and checked out your other songs. Phenomenal. It's great. It's phenomenal. That's what it is. And also Outsider. Yeah, very good. And the new song is really good, too. It's really good. And I told everybody we're going to be playing that, Gas Me Up, very soon.
Yes, and yeah. Which one's your favorite out of interest?
Well, I got to say, I haven't listened to Gas Me Up in its entirety because I like to listen to the music the first time with the listeners as well. So I listened to just maybe about up to, I don't know, maybe 8 bars to get a feel for it. So right now, Phenomenal I like the most, but I haven't heard Gas Me Up in its entirety. So I may change my mind. So Shima. Shima, I don't want to keep you. I'm going to go real quick, so because it's late, honey. I don't want to make you stay up all night. Tell me about your now. Again, I don't mean to sound ignorant here, but I don't know. Is being Pakistan also in Indian descent? I mean, are the two of those the same?
So
the culture.
They're two separate countries, India and Pakistan.
No, that I know.
But
I mean your culture. Like, both have the same culture.
They're very, very similar, and there's, like, loads of different regions, like states almost. And
right, so
when you had, like, so for Texas, for example, like imagine some regions like that with the partition was split in half. So
right.
There's areas that are more similar in India and Pakistan, but then there's areas that are also completely different.
Right. Now, I just didn't know if you had the same tradition. So you love Bollywood, obviously. I mean, it's right. Your Indian and Pakistan is very close. So that's really great. It's funny. There was a cable show. Oh God, I don't even know what channel it was. And on Saturdays they would show the Bollywood, and I would love them. I watched them all the time. And it seems to me in the Bollywood world, there's like two stars. This one guy and this one woman. Is that the case, or do you have several stars in Bollywood?
I mean, a lot of the films are generally based like that. But, yeah, I know it's so colorful and fun. But, yeah, I mean, generally, I mean, my grandparents were born in India. So,
yeah.
And then my family moved across to Pakistan. So I kind of, like, affiliate with both countries.
Right.
But, yeah, the cultures, the foods, like, very, very similar.
Now, how are they?
So
how
I
are
don't
they?
Like to differentiate too much.
Yeah. How are they digging your music?
I mean, it's going quite well over there. I've done a couple performances, a couple speeches as well. So
nice.
I'm being on radio over there as well. So I'm kind of learning more about the instruments, more about the language as well, because I'm not actually fluent in the language yet. So I'm starting to introduce more and more Urdu into my music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting, but it feels like I'm kind of at the beginning of discovering that journey also, but it's going well so far.
Mm. Now, did you grow up in London or Pakistan?
So I grew up in London, and so did my parents, but we traveled back. Well, now I've got married to a Pakistani, funnily enough, who's actually been born and raised there. So it's been really interesting. But we live in London together, but he really wants to live there. But it's been really interesting going back a bit more and, you know, since a bit more in my adult life and discovering the culture, discovering the music a lot more and the instruments. And it's definitely been like a big part of incorporating into my life and then feeding through into my music. Absolutely.
Right. Now I know that the Indian background culture and traditions, it's usually kind of strict with the kids, you know. So were they okay with you wanting to be a singer?
It's always been quite difficult, I would say. I mean, with my mum's quite chilled out and she's quite easygoing.
Cool.
So she's been quite pushing and, like, supportive of, like, whatever I want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember when I was 14, I went to this, like, music business conference because, like, you know, any 14-year-old, I wanted to find out more about the music industry. I was, like, really, really into music at this point, but I didn't know anything about the industry because I think there's this big sort of, like, black cloud sort of mirrored effect over the industry where on the outside it's quite difficult to see actually how it really, really works.
Yeah.
So I wanted to learn more about it, so my mum came with me. But my dad was always to hobby, you should be doing something more serious. And he was also not a big fan of me kind of making music because it's like putting myself out there, and religiously being Muslim as well, it's like something that's not really
right
accepted. It's kind of like frowned upon, and so he's still now like he's very much like pushing me away from it, but he's not like, you can't do it, and you know, I'm not going to speak to you if you do it, but he doesn't take
but
it
daddy,
seriously.
But
as
daddy, but daddy, it's going so great. We got, when it's over, then I'll do what you want to do, right?
Well, I gave him a degree. So when I was finishing school and I was juggling going to the recording studio at the same time as doing my studies, and then I chose, so he was like, you have to go to university, you have to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what am I going to do? You know, like, I want my parents to support me and be behind me, but at the same token, you know, like, I really want to go full time into my music right now and set up my own record label and do all of these things. And really, like, there's so many things to music when you think about it in terms of instruments and production and training and, you know, it can easily consume your whole day and your whole week. So
mm-hmm.
he said, you have to get a degree. And I said, well, I don't know, what do you want me to do? So he was like, accounting and finance. So I went to university quite near the studio I was working in a lot in the time in King's Cross. And so I managed somehow to get a first class honours in accounting and finance,
mm-hmm.
which obviously was quite boring, but
yeah.
nonetheless, informative to handle the financials, mm-hmm. which can never be a bad thing. And carried on working after that and set up my own record label, M Dynasty, when I was 21, when I came out of university.
Cool.
And then now, a couple years later, I've just put out my first EP, and I've just been working really on my sound for that interim to really like define my sound, because it was never like, oh, I want to sound like Beyonce or
of
I want to sound
not.
Like Rihanna. It was like,
right.
this is my background. This is who I am. How do I
right.
put
this
that into my music?
This is me. This is me. Not anybody else. It's you, you know? It's your singing. It's your music. And that's it. I mean, you really dug your feet in there, man. You started the record label and everything. You were serious. Man, now, when you decided to do that, what kind of music were you listening to at the time that wanted you? Because these are definitely dance songs and for the club, and I see it being played on mainstream radio over here in New York on the dance channels. So what kind of music were you listening to at the time?
Well, it was hard because a lot of the executives around me kind of saw me in this pop lane of someone like Rita Ora, or there's another girl called Ella Eyre, but it's more kind of in a drum and bass lane. But also like Rihanna, obviously I love Rihanna, but just kind of very pop.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of other references of maybe like Katy Perry. So a lot of the people around me from when I was 14 to 21 very much saw me in that lane.
Right.
That was fine and good, but it never felt 100% like it sat with me. And
right.
I always knew I wanted to bring an element of the background into it in either language or feeling. And what I actually do love about Rihanna is how she brings her Bayesian background into her music. I think that's amazing because
right.
it's so true to herself. And
right.
then it's also, as a true pop artist, being able to flick in and out of it. So you can make songs like Katy Perry does, and she makes some of the best pop songs in the world, but you can also then make songs which, you know, really reflect that uniqueness about where I come from and what makes
right.
me different as a pop artist. So
right.
but going back to your original question, like in terms of what I was listening to, all of these female artists I really, really love, and there's also a couple of massive legacy artists that aren't around anymore, like Michael Jackson, Bob Marley.
Of course,
Bob
yeah.
Marley was a really interesting one for me, and reggae as a whole, because reggaeton is also quite big in London, as well as like garage and grime music. So these were all big influences as well. But with Bob Marley in particular, his lyrics and his sentiment in his music of unity and bringing people together and love and positivity, that was
right.
really like became my focal point. So
right.
it was like a two prong development between how I find lyrically, meaningfully what I want to write, which was really the whole reason of forgetting the degree, forgetting all the education, or actually like, I want to make a difference in this world, and I
mm-hmm.
want to write something that is positive. I want to write something that brings people together. I want to write something that people turn around and say, you know what, Muslim people aren't this and that, they're actually, you know, normal people, or uniting people, or they're not that different from anyone else. And the same thing with people from Asia or other countries, and actually focus on how the world is a small place and we're not that different after all. So that was like the wider message that I set out from day one to really communicate through my music. But then it was just figuring out, how do I do that? So songs like Outsider are really like saying how, you know, I do feel sometimes different because I feel almost like too Asian to be British and too British to be Asian. But at the same token, I'm okay with that. And it's, you know, making people feel we're in such a diverse world these days where people are from such different countries or mixed, and it's embracing that and focusing on the positivity. So it's been definitely a journey, but taking from artists in different ways that are out there across so many different genres. I mean, Ray Charles as well, absolutely love his music, and it's inspired me to play the piano. So there's been a huge amount of artists in different lanes that you probably wouldn't necessarily associate with my music that have really inspired me.
Right. Well, I know you like to you like coined the phrase, I think it said here that you like to call it Bali beats. I gotta say, honey, I don't hear the Bali other than the intro of Gas Me Up and the videos looking a little Bali. I don't hear it in the music. It's definitely mainstream pop. It's, you know, I don't hear any Bollywood at all to me, but I love it. I mean, I like Bollywood too. So if it's there, it's way in the background and I'm not hearing it. So, you know, maybe Gas Me Up might do it for me on the Bali side, but I'm hearing regular music and it's great. It really is. So now, do you write your own? What is your role in your production? Are you just the singer? Or are you the writer? And you also play instruments as well?
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of the phrase Bolly Bee, so absolutely that's a mixture of the kind of fusion sound. And I think
Right. Every
song has a different incorporation of that element. So it's not necessarily like there's a full frontal Bollywood
right. In
each song, but there'll be either the dhol or the sitar, or there'll be flutes, or there'll be instruments from the different regions. An outsider, the introduction is an Urdu. So it's about like incorporating that. But as I said, like it's very early on in my journey, and I'm actually looking and doing different ways of incorporating it. And for the next couple of songs I've got coming out, I'm actually sampling an artist called Lata Mangeshkar, who is probably the biggest female Bollywood artist. And she's been, I think, recording music since the 40s. And so I'm actually sampling one of her songs and rapping on top of it. So there's a whole different scale and discovery. And you'll hear like from Phenomenal, which was a bit earlier on, there are some more maybe like Middle Eastern sounds, but there's different instruments incorporated and fined into all of them, but it's all in different levels and different scales. But I think sometimes
right. It's
funny with Gas Me Up, for example, the new single, there are actually, I think there's a dhol in there, there's a sitar in there, but sometimes when it comes together, sometimes it sounds almost a bit Spanishy. But I think that's what's beautiful is with the world kind of genre as well. It kind of fits into different cultures, and it kind of again goes back to the world being a smaller place, but it's definitely
right. Something
I'm experimenting more and working on more, and I'm hoping to put more Urdu also into my lyrics.
Well, I think it sounds great, and that's what I meant. It's so good. It just sounds like music to me. That's what I meant. Like it's just regular music, whether it's a sitar or whatever. It just sounds great, you know, and I love it.
Thank you. That
it's somewhat of a crossover of the Bali, but you don't get it because it's straight music. It's just great. You know what I mean? That, you know what I'm trying to say? I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that people go through the journey with me of
it's great.
Discovery and development and with a new sound and pushing the boundaries, which I think this EP is my first EP, and it's really like getting that sound out there. And now I can't
right. Wait
to play around with it, and hopefully you'll hear a lot more different things coming this way.
Yeah, well, once people start hearing this more, I mean, I don't know. When did Phenomenal come out? How long has that been out?
So Phenomenal came out, I believe it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, so once everybody gets to hear all these songs and you're just getting started. My God, I hate to say it's phenomenal. It is. It's phenomenal. My goodness.
Have you seen the music video for that one, actually?
I did, yes. I liked it. Yes, I liked it a lot. And I wanted to ask you, were those your buddies that you did the video with, the girls? Or is that your crew?
Yeah.
I figured. I said, they look like they're having a great time. I said, it looks like they're having a great time. They got to be buddies, you know? It's the girl crew.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. And, the girl gang. But yeah, we flew out to Morocco and filmed that in the Sahara Desert. That was pretty amazing.
Wow. Wow. An outsider, I thought, definitely had a, I hate to say Pakistani or Indian or whatever, you know, because to me, I think it's all just music, you know what I mean? And your nationality is your nationality. You're a musician and that's it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it doesn't matter to me is what I'm saying. It's just good.
Absolutely. But
the video, The Outsider, did have a more of that Bollywood fanfare, the video, you know, with the, like you said, just the beauty of it. It was really nice, really nice. So, well, I would love for everybody to hear Gas Me Up because I know it's late and I do not want to keep you up any later than I have to because you probably worked this weekend because it was a weekend. So, you know, you're probably doing press after press and party with the release, right?
Absolutely. But it's all good fun. I'm loving it. So I
can't exactly. Say. Right, but you're exhausted, but we're having a good time. And the EP is called Unveiled, right?
Absolutely, yeah, Unveiled.
Excellent. Well, guys, I'd love to play this. It's called Gas Me Up. It's by Shima, and it is from her new EP, Unveiled. Check it out, and we'll be right back. Hang on, Shima. Here we go. Gas Me Up by Shima.
You know about my soul.
No.
When my name can't get no sleep.
You
gotta make it really, really, really hard to breathe. But you know about my side. Double G's on my feet. Don't you know that I got different kind of company?
I'm much more than a woman who meets the
eye.
I am not your usual.
Knowledge is the power you can't deny.
It don't matter what they say, mama, say, mama.
I'll be brave, I'll be there, I'll be waiting on a prayer, I'ma pray, mama.
Hey, mama.
Oh, what you know about my life? This is nothing like a 9-to-5. It's kinda clear now you're not really understanding me. Oh, dripping down like a mic. See the wings on my back seat. And you know that I keep missing kinda company.
I'm
just the power you can't deny. I'll be there, I'll be waiting on a prayer, I'm a prayer, mama.
Hey, mama. Gas me up, gas me up.
That sounded so great. You know what? I like Phenomenal because I like this a lot. Gas Me Up. I mean, the hook is there. It's just there. You know, I love that. And I love both of them. I can't say I like Phenomenal because I don't know. I'm getting, I like both. They're great. What do you guys think? Gas Me Up, everybody, by Sharma. Nice. Nice. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing. I loved it. That's what I said. I just listened to that for the first time, the entire song, and it sounded like a regular song that you would hear on mainstream radio over in here in New York, honestly.
Do you know what I mean about the Spanish thing? I don't know why,
but it was
Asian,
like,
element, but then it...
Yeah, and it just... It's perfect. Like, it's music. That's it, man. It's,
do you ever use the term
great.
Gas Me Up in America? Is it a term that you use, or is it more of an English slang? I'm not sure.
Well, in New York, it would be on the East Coast, it would be fill it up, or I don't know about other states, but we say fill it up.
Because Gas Me Up is like kind of make me feel good.
No. It's
like,
I like it.
Gas
no.
up my confidence, basically.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
it means,
well,
here. It's like,
yeah,
give me confidence, or like, give me compliments.
And it could mean that in other states. I just don't know. I don't leave the area too much, so.
It's definitely
but
not
now I know.
Putting your car with petrol.
Yeah, but you're right. Well, see, we don't call it petrol. We say gas, so that's the thing. But now
oh, yeah.
if I went to England, now I know if I go to England, I could say, gas me up, you know. So now I know, right?
I love that.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, it's wonderful. You must be really excited, and things are going really great with it. I see that you have been named the BBC Asian Network Artist of the Week. How cool is that? Congratulations. And I didn't know VH1 had a VH1 India. So how are you doing on there?
Yeah, I mean, my videos are being played on VH1 India, so that's cool. And then we've been doing some other stuff with radio and different publications over there.
Nice.
So
nice.
But, you know, I'm just getting started, and I think this is my first EP, my first project, and, you know, it's been a long time coming for me, and it's been about perfecting and fine-tuning that sound.
Yeah.
And Unveiled is about showcasing different sides of me and my personality, sort of taking off the layers like an onion and kind of exploring different sides, and hopefully this is really just the beginning, and, you know, there'll be a lot more to come, and I hope that I can showcase the Asian culture in a way that mixes with the Western, and I love R&B and hip-hop, and intertwine it with R&B and pop, and really kind of introduce people to the instruments and the kind of sound waves of Asia, but in a really nice way that mixes and people just get it. So that's my mission.
Nice. Well, you're getting there. You're doing it. I did have one quick question for you, and it's probably a stupid question. I'm sorry, but you said earlier you started the business end first before you really got involved putting and producing and putting together the actual EP or songs in general. How long did it take you before you finally settled in on setting up the business and then putting together the EP? I mean, obviously you want to know the business side of it first and how to go about it. So, you know, did you already have the music ready, or at least you knew what you were going to do with the music? Like, oh, God, I got this song in my head. Let me learn how to do the business first, and then I'll work on the song later.
So I think I just picked it up as it came. So it was really about writing and learning how to produce, playing instruments, developing as an artist, like all around as an artist. And then the business stuff was kind of just happening on the side, just from picking up different things. And unfortunately, a lot of us artists go through a couple of different bad experiences and learning through them. And, you know, I've got an amazing manager, but my mum's been with me also from pretty much the beginning. So we've kind of gone through a lot of different things together as well. And it's kind of just the business side has been picked up, kind of alongside the most important creativity process, and writing and trying to be true to myself as an artist is always an interesting process. So I'd say it probably was about 5 years between putting my EP out from setting up my label. But when I started, when I was 14, I think the learning curve really started then. And, you know, there's been good and bad experiences, good and bad people I've met along the way, and it's part of the experience. But whenever I meet people getting into the industry now, it's amazing because I realize sort of how much I have learned in that whole process. But you have to really, really love music, and that's the main thing, and none of the other gimmicks and perks and things around it, and just really love music, because I think that's what keeps you going in the industry for 10 years plus, is that real passion for music. So, and at the end of the day, what you want to, like, for me, is giving back and trying to help people through music and communicate a good message of love and positivity, which I think especially right now in the world we all need the most. So you know, that's my own personal mission, and but it's definitely it's a very interesting industry to join, and it's not necessarily conventional, but you know, we love, I guess, as artists what we do and take a lot of pride in it. And I think it's amazing to me personally to be able to bring in my culture and my background, and especially when I go to Pakistan, and I haven't been to India in a little while, but I feel the need for positive female role models and positive female creatives, because you know, there's just not enough people in these regions doing that. And, you know, I hope that I can set a good precedent for, you know, the positives of creativity, because creativity on the whole is so, so important for society. So there's loads of different missions and things that I'm working on all the time. And hopefully you'll be hearing a lot more music from me.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Well, the production is fabulous. Everything about it, your voice is beautiful. You're beautiful. Did you know that the name Shima means beauty mark?
Yeah, I did. My brothers never let me forget it, because I used to always say it meant beautiful, and they were like, no, Shima, it means beauty spot.
Oh, that's so funny.
But, yeah.
Well,
we still debate between the two.
Your parents were right. The name is very fitting. You are a beauty mark. Yes, you are. You're very beautiful. And your beautiful voice, beautiful voice. And I wish you all the best. And it sounds like you're really going in the right direction. The music is fantastic. I don't see nothing not to like about it. So where can people find out more information about you, Shima?
So you can find me on Instagram at Shima, S-H-A-I-M-A. On Twitter, I am Shima Music. On Facebook, under Shima Official. YouTube as well, under Shima Official. And Spotify, I'm on Spotify as well, under Shima. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much most of the platforms. I mean, my music is across Apple and Deezer and
anywhere
of
online.
Platforms, so. Exactly, online.
Right. Are you going to be touring at all, or no? Not anytime soon.
Yeah,
yet.
I'm planning to head over to the States soon. So,
nice.
Yeah, if you keep up with my socials and things, I'll hopefully have some updates on that shortly.
Excellent, excellent. You got to let me know if you come over to the East Coast here in New York, New Jersey area.
That would be fantastic. I'd absolutely love to do some shows over there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, my God, Shima, thank you so much. And it was a pleasure meeting you and speaking with you. I don't even have to wish you luck. I wish you the best, because you're on your way. It sounds fabulous. And you got it going on, girl. You're going to do well.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it, and your time as well. So, you know, hopefully next time I'll be meeting you at one of my shows in New York.
That'd be fantastic. Now, guess what? Go to bed. It's too late. Go to bed. I can't believe I'm talking to you at 3 a.m. over there. I'm so sorry. I had no idea it was that late.
No, it's much better than sleep.
Right. Well, I didn't know you were in London when I got the email, and I was like, I said, okay, 9:30 Sunday's great. And if I knew you were in London, I could have definitely done it earlier. And, you know, this way you could get a little sleep in there, you know. But, oh, well.
No worries. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you. Thank you again for your time. And go to bed. And you take care. And thank you again. I really love everything. It's fabulous. Good luck.
Oh, thank you. No worries. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Everybody, Shaima.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
bye,
so
Shaima.
Much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. I liked it. I liked it a lot. And if you go to YouTube and check out the other video, well, the video, because they're working on this video, actually. And stupidly, I was just BSing. So I failed to mention that or even talk about that the album came out on August 20th. So, oh, no, the video came out on August 20th for Gas Me Up. And I love that. I worked with the British for many years, and the language is like when she said H, she said H, and like she said, gas me up. She said, do we say that here? And no, we say fill her up, fill it up, or, you know, and she called it petrol and it's gas. So, you know, but I loved it. It sounded great. And she was getting it as a different feel for the song anyway, not in regard to gas, you know, actually filling up your car. So if you listen to it, so if you really listen to what she's saying there. Anyway, yes, thank you again, Shaima. And I really loved it. And I just wanted to say we've got a great got a lot of great stuff coming up, but I did want to apologize to folks listening in last night. And if you get to listen in, I apologize for my passion. Okay. That's all I apologize for, my passion. So, in my language, but that's my passion. So when I get upset, that's what happens. Anyway. And again, it's, today, the way I felt today was worse than yesterday. So it doesn't go away. Okay. So it's going to take a couple weeks for it to go away. So that's what I was trying to say. We don't forget. We remember all the time. And it's not just a yearly thing for us. So that's all. But anyway, we've got some great stuff coming up this this month. Oh, the 14th. I can't wait to speak to Arthur Litt. He is the inventor of LifeVac. It is a CPR, like mouth-to-mouth, when you do mouth-to-mouth, and you could put it on someone's mouth, and it, you'll see it. It's go look at the calendar, and it's touchless, life-saving, which is cool. So anyway, I want to talk to him. I want to know how he came up with that and why. I obviously, you know, when people come up with something, it's usually because they've experienced it or, you know, said, oh, I wish I had one of those or whatever, you know, and it just takes off. And it's because it's a great idea and a great product. So, and then, oh, my God, you're not going to believe this. On the 15th, we've got L.A. Love Boss. She is a pop singer as well, and she got her new song out, Monkey. I mean, we got some great music this month between Jimmy Waldo last week on the heavy metal side and now all this pop dance music. And I love everything. So I love having all varieties of music on, and I love when it's good. So just enjoying myself with that. And then again, we got pop singer Mercy on the 19th. So this is all courtesy of Kelly KR PR. So pretty cool. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it. Thank you, honey. And then on the 22nd, this is going to be wild. On the 22nd, I have never heard, I don't know if you guys have, and if it's popular, I apologize for not knowing, because I usually know pretty much about, I love music, so anything I do focuses around music, whether every word in my head is music, whatever. But I never heard of Chamber Steam Pop Music, have you? And if you have, please let me know. Shoot me an email or something, and or call me 646-478-0999, tell me if you ever heard of it. I apologize if it's popular and I don't know about it, but I have listened to a little bit of it, and it's really cool. And I want to know a lot more about that. I've never heard of it. And Oh, and then on the 26th, we got a good one coming up. We've got author Erin McDermott on, and she's going to be giving away an autographed copy of her new book. I believe it's called Hage Deception, I think. I believe it's Hage. I apologize if I don't know it offhand. I will know it, though. And she's got many books out. Oh, my goodness. She's so talented. I can't believe it. And so we're going to talk to her. We're going to give away an autographed copy of her book, which is great. And what else? I'm going to try and get back Janisha Adams-Ginyard from Marvel. We had to reschedule because we had the hurricane out here. And was it Ida or Henri? I don't know which one it was. I think it was Ida. Ida, all that rain. Yeah. I think it was Ida. So, but anyway, that's it. It's been a very mellow day. That's all I'll say. And I'm glad I got to speak to Shy Moby to chat to her. So, and her music really lifted me up too. So anyway, I haven't mentioned our sponsors in a long time, and there's a reason for it. We have a lot, and their presence on the website. Sorry about the extra noise. I'm grabbing papers here so I can tell you what's going on. Oh my God, 1 second. It's like got to be about 60 freaking sponsors here. It's amazing. Thank you, by the way. Thank you. There are so many of them, and I'm probably going to start letting you guys know if they have sales or anything. So, I mean, they're sending me this stuff to let you people know, which is great. And we're talking Gamefly, FedEx, eyeglasses.com, Michael's Arts and Crafts. They send me stuff to give to you guys all the time, gift cards, everything. I just have just all this going on here. Worldwide Golf. What's that other one? Oh, my God, the seafood place. I actually got stuff from them. Vital Choice Seafood, and it is really good, and they deliver and not cooked. You make it yourself. So good stuff. My God, Parfume Dreams Global. I mean, it's just crazy. I'm not going to go through that list tonight, but maybe what we're going to do going forward is maybe start a show saying brought to you by, and then maybe end the show brought to you by, and mention another one as well. And if you guys aren't interested in the discounts, don't, or the emails about the, or the post, text, whatever about the discounts, I'm just letting you know. So if you're not interested, just get rid of them. Sorry. Or tell me you don't want them, whatever. Or don't read them, you know, whatever. If it's on Facebook or something, then just ignore it. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, but that's it, guys. I hope everybody had a good weekend. It was a very somber one for me, and I'm sure many others, and a lot of people. So, again, I apologize for my passion. I shouldn't have to, but I do. We're going to have a great, great rest of the month here on Applause Radio Show. And what's that, October? Oh, Rocktober. Oh, that's my month. That's my month. I got to get you some good people over here. Oh, yeah, Rocktober. We got to see what we can put together. Let's see, I'm thinking. I know. All right, guys, have a good night. Thank you so much to Shima. Go check her out on, she's on Instagram, YouTube, everywhere, Spotify, everywhere online you could get her music. And she's got the 7 EP called Unveiled, and it came out, and I only heard the Gas Me Up, and there's another song, Girl Gang. I got to hear that one. I haven't heard that one yet. So, alrighty, well, have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening, and thank you to Shima. And this is Gas Me Up by Shima.
What you know about my soul? When my name can't get no sleep, you gotta make it really, really, really hard to breathe. What you know about my size? Double G's all on my feet. Don't you know that I got different kind of company?
I'm much more.
mama, say mama. Hey mama, hey mama. Hey mama. Hey mama, hey mama. It don't matter what they say, mama, say mama. I'll be brave, I'll be there, I'll be waiting on a prayer. I'ma pray, mama. Oh, what you know about my life? This is nothing like a 9-to-5. It's kinda clear.